So welcome to Office Hours. This is Prime Time. There are going to be other Office Hours, but just so you're aware, this is Prime Time. This is going to be usually half hour, but during launch week, I'm happy to go an hour or however long there are questions. I know it's been a while since we've talked about various things here on Prime Time. It's a time where I'm available and you guys can talk to me and ask questions. Oh, you can't talk to me, but we might invite people up on the stage. We'll see how it goes. I don't know. Keep the questions in text first. And I just sit here and answer them. It's your time to ask me questions. I'm not going to tell you I'm busy. I'm not going to tell you that I'm doing other stuff. I'm just going to be here answering those questions. Other office hours that might be coming up include moderations. You can ask moderation questions. I've heard that Geens wants to start up their office hours. They're going to do theirs more infrequently. I just do random questions, so it's a little bit easier to fill the airtime. But when they're just doing graphics, it's sort of like once a month, etc. I've also heard things about a what's the word I'm looking for, graphics, stuff like that. So Chroma, who made our fantastic new logo that I see everyone really enjoying, is also probably going to have a session at some point. Again, that'll be infrequent though, because there's less to talk about. So we're going to go ahead and take a look at those questions. If you've got any additional questions, drop them in. If you have no idea why you're here listening to me to answer your Resonite questions. As a quick reminder here, there are going to be some questions I can't answer. I'm just going to say I can't answer it, and I'm going to move on. Please respect that. Note that I'm not going to answer them, no matter how much you rant and rave. So just let's get going. So Red Kitters, or Lakeside Miners, asks, how does it feel not to keep Resonite a secret anymore? It's kind of great. We had a hard time of it, really. You know, we had NDAs out to people. We had lots of secrecy, a couple of accidents as well, where some stuff got leaked, including like a previous name. We need to talk about it, but, you know, a previous name that we were going to call this place got leaked at one point, etc. I think there was a Twitch stream crash where like the game crashed and we went down to desktop and the logo was there, etc. So, you know, lots of fun. Now, there are still, of course, stuff we can't talk about, like I mentioned, of course, but it's getting less and less, particularly after launch. It's, you know, it's pretty much going to be sort of, it's all there, go play. So it's really fun. Clima asks, sorry, I'm having digestive issues for a second. Let me just hiccup off camera a few times. I said off camera, I meant off mic, but whatever. Clima says, how well did the transition of what I assume the core user base go from your perspective? We've had a lot of people flood in from the early access waves, etc. I still wouldn't call that transition over. That'll be over sort of maybe a month after releasing, after shipping. So it's going to be good to see how that happens. Where I'm really happy about how many people we've got progressively through in earlier access, etc. Making sure that we don't have, you know, a million people jumping at the gate on day one would be great. We might just have like 500,000 rather than a million people. I'm exaggerating those numbers, but you know what I mean. It's like less people because we've done a little bit of sort of pre-baking, baked goods. Moving forwards, Zagra says, how excited are you? I actually had like a difficult time sleeping last night because like my brain was just like overexcited. Many, many things going on. So, yep, we're launching on Friday. Is it Friday? Sixth. Whatever day the sixth is. Ah, looks like it's Friday. Sorry. I don't usually remember the days of the week right now. It's kind of difficult to do so because all the days blurring into one because it's launch. But yeah, Friday. So we got the launch on Friday. I made a last minute decision and just threw money at my monitor until I could end up going to BLFC. So I will be at BLFC. I have no plans currently. I'm aware that there are some events which I'll end up going to because they are very Resonite or Yellow Dog Man Studios affiliated. But it was all last minute. And so it was just like, and I booked everything. I'm also adopting a dog. I've got an application in. So like everything is happening all at once. So I had a difficult time sleeping yesterday because I was like, I have so much to do for the launch and for dog prep, event prep, and all sorts of stuff. I also have a difficult time figuring out where my flights are. Like, I add them to my calendar, but then I look at them like 400 times before I actually get on the plane. Like, I'm at the gate, and I'm still like, is this the right gate? Until I get on the plane, I'm like, is this the right gate? It's difficult. I'm a seasoned traveler, but I still have the stare at my phone confusedly problem. Moving forwards to Akani's question, who asks, I know the headless client is not fully working till after launch. Is there sort of rough and non-binding ETA on that? I got an update today. Might have some improvements there today. not entirely sure if that will clear up all of the problems. I know that there's a few issues working there. There's a lot of like switches and levers and buttons and like checkboxes and stuff that we need to push as we go towards launching Resonite. So it's important that we click and push all of those. Sometimes there isn't an exact order, and sometimes we might forget stuff. But sort of in and around the 6th, I predict that you'll get the headless working. There are workarounds for all the issues that people are currently having. I'm aware it's problematic. Like, I wish we didn't have as many as these levers and switches that we need, but we do. I'm going to do a terrible job at pronouncing this next person's name. I apologize. I'm going to do my best. Clabber Peter. We'll go with that. I hope that you're an amazing person. I'm sure you are. So I'm going to go ahead and read your question now and move on from my terrible pronunciation. How will the wiki handle itself? Is that, if that's been decided? I mean, more so in the sense of having automatic documentation and manual player editor documentation. So I am standing up the wiki for the most part. For like, as soon as it's ready, it's going to be more textual based things. I want a list of all the commands. I want a list of all the Patreon stuff. I want a list of just sort of all the things that you need to know that aren't really technical. When it goes beyond that to things like protoflux or component based documentation, that is what I want to try and get automated. I don't really know what's going on there. I don't know if the wiki is going to be the long term home. But my commitment still exists to copy and paste your documentation to wherever it needs to go. I'm getting a ping somewhere else. Let me just double check that. Okay, cool. I should mute many, many Discords whilst I do that, because now I've always scrolled all the way down. So I think that's that question done. Magic says, which feature, if any, of the team take particular pride in completing before the release date, and what technical challenges did you face in achieving it? I'm proud of a lot of features that we have. User blocking was great. There's more to do in that area, but it was good that we could get, you know, something in there. I'm really proud of how the UI took shape. Like, that was very quick. The facets were being reworked by the content team, and suddenly they existed and they were there, and I'm like, they look great. Now, of course, there's still improvements to be made across the board on everything that we're doing, of course. Like, nothing is finished, but I'm proud of sort of the way that things are trending. Moving forwards, Dogbolt said that there are a lot of tutorials on YouTube. Yes, I plan to make additional tutorials on YouTube. I'm not sure what I'm doing with my channel. There'll be a channel update at some point later on, I'll figure out what I'm doing there. I need to re-record a bunch anyway, so I'm just going to like make a bunch of tutorials. I might have a group of tutorials that I need to re-record like every year. That might be fine, just to keep things fresh. Yoho asks, what was the reason for naming Logix to Protoflux? Logix is not Protoflux. Logix does not exist on Resonite. It has been completely, doesn't exist. It's not part of Resonite. Protoflux is a completely new system, completely distinct, completely original, and has nothing to do with the old system. Moving forwards, Bad Halo Ninja asks, why the change to having user ID group IDs now a snowflake, or maybe just random instead of a normalized username? That used to be a GUID, which is very long and difficult to type. So we had a conversation as a team, and we went for a snowflake ID that is, I think it's like base 62. It's not like regular base 64. It's like it's a weird encoding to make it shorter. The goal there is to make it still unique, but easier to type. Trust me, you don't want to be typing GUIDs. It's just like, it's like reading your credit card number. That's how long those things get. It's just like, what part of it am I on? No. So we tried to keep them as small as possible. We changed those up because we kept having issues. Issues range from moderation to name changes. We even had the sort of dead name problem. We've got a lot of people who, you know, rename their username, and then they get their old name, sometimes it's a dead name, left behind in their user ID. So we made that decision to make just randomly generated user IDs. On the moderation side, if you had a bad word in your user ID, we couldn't do anything about that. And then Battle Ninja has a second question. What are the new user session IDs? I think it's the right name. They're available in the user inspector and the verify join request node. I'm not entirely sure. I'd have to take a look in that one. I will park that one. Let me go ahead and just react to that with an emoji that no one else can use, and I'll come back to it. Here, we'll use Angry Bunny, and I'll come back to it. a little bit later. Of course, you can follow up with the reaction once I've used it. Got it. Yeah, forgot about that. Maddie says, I see that people have begun to stream Resonite on Twitch. Is the would you kindly not caveat of the early access key being raised? It is a would you kindly not. There's no way that we can prevent people from doing that. That isn't a legal requirement. They're happy to ignore it if they want. We don't want them to, but if they do, there's not really much we can do. So we're not like, it's not that we're not fussed. We are still asking you to would you kindly not. But it isn't my job or anyone else on the team's job to go police that. We're not going to go, I don't know, snipe you from the heavens or something. Mr. Squarepeg says, bit of a question. I like measurements sometimes. People are like, a little question, a silly question. There are no silly questions, by the way. A small question, a big question. This is just a tiny bit of a question. Does Resonite have occlusion and network culling? We do not have those. I would love if we did, but we do not. There are many occlusion and culling systems that are in play from the community. I would love to make a native one that you can just sort of slap down in a Resonite world and be like, boom, we've got culling. Because right now there's sort of a difficulty making that, right? You have to know how to get one and put it into the world, or you have to know a person that can do that for you, or you have to build your own. And that leads to a lot of sort of confusing matters sometimes. Runtime asks, some game communities have a small modding section in their official Discord. Is this something the Resonite team has any interest in doing? We might bring that back. We're having a lot of difficulty that are non... I don't want to use this word, but you know what I mean. I'm sorry. Sometimes I just run out of the words that are suitable. I am on the spot here. Mainstream channels, like our mainstream channels are good, but we're having trouble with some of the sort of edge case channels like edgy science tutorials, etc., where people just think they're off topic and they're just not. We're also seeing that with the forum threads as well. Like there's a forum thread topic about, I don't know, help me get my username correctly registered, and people are talking about butterflies in it, and it's just like, what are you doing? Like that's incorrect. Stop. Particularly when it's in the questions and help forum, once the question is answered, we should just stop conversation, right? Because every post in that question is going to detract more and more from that question answer and make it difficult to find. Runtime says, can we expect to see a similar mod plugin policy for Resonite? Yes. I just need to get that uploaded. You can read the EULA and the Terms of Service, and you'll notice that there's no forbidding decompilation in there anymore. There are still some on distribution, which is important. So still do the mod thingy where, you know, you hook into wherever the hell you can find our DLLs. Okay, I'm on question three of runtimes. You see, like, what size would you allocate runtimes list? If Mr. Squarepeg's question was a bit, then is runtimes like a bucket? I don't know. Runtime says, are there any changes incoming you think the modding community should be aware of? None that I'm aware of. I apologize for, like, half the crap being broken. Question four is, could the moderators please be a bit more aggressive in tutorials? Yeah, I'm miffed by that one. I'm miffed by that one because, like, I am the tutorial person. I'm very busy right now, but like, I see that channel as just being like, I have made a tutorial here, learn it. But it's turning into sort of like, let's talk about butterflies. It's like, nope. Yoho's next question, gotta skip that one. Nope, can't answer that one. Yoho says, do you have a list of new things we can do? There is no, like, change log that we're going to be able to compile, unfortunately. Change logs will be up and running going forwards. Gabriel H says, will there be focus on improving character interactions, such as being able to manipulate other people by pushing and pulling? That's difficult depending on what you're referring to. So we already have, like, pushing and pulling in terms of, like, dynamic bones. You can push and pull people using physics nodes and stuff like that, but always remember consent. I think you mean more sort of like physics-based interactions, which will have to wait for our physics feature, our full rigid body physics feature. Following up from that, we have how will the latency be for FBT interactions for actions like fighting, dancing, and acting? I hear various things about our IK compared to other people's IK. Now, I know that there are IK issues. I actually think there's an IK question lower on in the question list, but we're purely talking about the latency. I think our latency is better in some cases and worse in some other cases, so it's important that Like, a good example of it being worse is the way that dynamic bones get when a session is lacking. They just turn into, like a loose tablecloth in the wind. But I think generally, it's less latency than maybe other platforms might have. The Spectre Lemon is the first and unfortunate victim of the when question. When you answer when questions, it's very important to keep in mind that... sorry, just give me a second. Too many pings. It's a very busy week. Oh, now it's scrolled me all the way down. When you ask when questions, they're very difficult to answer, particularly for a product that has not launched. As you can hear, I'm distracted because there's pings coming in all the time. There's stuff I need to look at and resolve and button up, switches, levers, cables. It's very much... There's this, like, problem in computing referred to as bike shedding. It's like when you're trying to build, like, a facility, a building, but you're talking about the bike shed. It's like, well, how do the sewer systems work? How will the electricity work? Yes, but what color is the bike shed? And so sometimes questions like when can feel a little bit like that. Like, we expect to have a roadmap together soon that will give you some idea of what we're working on and when, but I cannot provide estimates or ETAs on any individual features. You'll get the same spiel every time we ask when. Second question from Spectre is, will we have the option to change an object's physics type and whether it can react to collisions or not? So that's rigid body physics, which Gabrielle was asking about. Again, that'll be on our roadmap. I'll tell you when and where we're working on that. Where, yes. Welcome to Sweden. We're going to do physics in Sweden. We'll do, I don't know, the inventory work we'll do in Iceland. Maybe one day. I used to work for Mixer, which is a streaming platform, and they actually had a development... give me a second, whilst I hiccup off mic. They had a development event in Berlin. That was back before Mixer got renamed, so it was called Beam, and it was Beam Berlin, and it was good. They just brought the entire engineering team to an Airbnb in Berlin and developed some cool stuff. Maybe we'll do that one day. They're kind of cool. Team building. Let's build, like, a tower out of straws and then, like, shake it. Or maybe, like, drop an egg down the stairwell and have it not break using crap that we found in the recycling bin. Team building. Let's move on to different questions before I get too off distracted by egg dropping. Little helper. Oh, I can see so many people typing. We're going to be here a while, guys. Are you in for the ride? Little helper asked... whilst I can expect there'll be more fleshed out tutorials and guides in the future, can we expect to see more hands-on mentors that are well-versed in the understanding of Protofox components and the like will be able to assist throughout the day? There are a lot of people who are very well-versed in stuff that has available now, Protofox components, etc. The mentor program is still starting up. You can think of that like a cranking an engine, right? You know, when you have to like crank it up, it is getting there, but it's still spinning up. I'm very proud of what they're doing and seeing all the mentors signing up and taking a look. There will be people to help you that are knowledgeable in all areas, but sometimes you'll need a particular person for a particular topic. So do ask around. There's usually someone that can help out. Of course, the ultimate way to do that is to come here and ask questions. Moving forwards, Turk asks, is there going to be any disclosure on somehow... put my English mouth back in. Is there ever going to be any disclosure on how some of the early testers were picked? I'd like for disinformation and speculation to be cleared up on this. It's caused some genuine discomfort and social issues in the community for obvious reasons. To combat disinformation, I need to know what the disinformation and speculation is. So maybe like reply to your message there and let me know what's going on. I'll clear it up. To be clear, before that happens, yes, there were earlier testing waves. There are a bunch of earlier testing waves. They had various names, various distinctions, various purposes, various types, various restrictions. It's never any hard feelings. It's just like at some point we need testers and we got to choose who, right? So if it felt exclusive in any way, it's just we had to pick people. And in some cases, some people will be left out and may feel discomfort from that, but it's not intentional. It's just a fact of life. Let's say there's a building and we can only fit 100 people into it and 200 people to show up, only 100 people can fit in. Sometimes it's just the way the world works. But I'm happy to sort of comment on any sort of specific, you know what I mean, speculation or disinformation. There's a few words I just can't say. It's strange like that. Anyway, moving forwards. Why you ask? Will there be a GitHub or similar for feature requests and bug reports? Yes, actually, Shifty and I were working on that this morning. Well, actually, Shifty was doing most of the heavy lifting there. She's doing a fantastic job and is hoping to get going with some triaging. I know I'm going to have to say this like 400 million times, as is Shifty, but when you are posting on that when it's available, as much detail as possible and a log file, and make sure to include any details you can think of that would be helpful. Sometimes we got bug reports historically that were just inactionable and would actually be sort of working out a strategy to deal with those, like maybe closing the issue if there's just not enough information or something like that. We'll figure out how to communicate that so you don't feel like you're being ignored. It's not like we're ignoring you. It's like we've asked for more information. You have not provided it within a certain time period. Maybe we'll close out the issue. Still don't know what the exact plan there, though, is. Stella asks, how does the new async features work in Protoflux under the hood? Are they actually being sent to other threads of the CPU, or is it more like JavaScript async where the process just waits for the code to complete before discarding variables and such? I wasn't aware that JavaScript async was like that. I thought JavaScript async was better than that. I would have to take a look at the Protoflux internals. For those who don't know what Protoflux is, Protoflux is our node-based visual scripting language that Resonate has, and it is really, really cool in that it is its own language. It is not as tied to Resonate as some people might believe, etc. It could run on its own. If you really wanted to, you could probably make Protoflux run in Doom. I mean, there'd be a ton of compiler issues because Doom's very old now, but like, you know, you could run it in another game. Like, let's put it into Hello Kitty Online Adventure, which, by the way, was an amazing MMO that shut down. I'm so disappointed about that. Apologies that I can't answer that question. It's just that is one of the deepest abysses of cool technical stuff that I just haven't had time to dig into. I know how the basic systems work, and I know how to use it and write Protoflux, but when it comes to the actual sort of, I guess, engine that Protoflux is as a language, Frukes typed some magic words into the computer, and then his eyes glowed blue, and the lightning struck the monitor, and then Protoflux existed. It was very cool. Spectre Lemon follows up some questions on modding. What would happen if there is a planned vanilla feature that was already created as a mod? I do request that, answering the second question as well here, which is, should users be encouraged to create a GitHub issue? Yes. Once the GitHub issue tracker is open, please make GitHub issues for your mods. Sometimes they're really easy to fix. Good example here is people had previously requested the ability to remove a material from a material orb more easily. We got that now. There's the eject. We had a lot of debate about what to call that option. It was called drop orb for a bit, and then it was called, like, I don't know, something else. And then we just settled on eject, and it got memed a lot because we needed eject in the code, eject in the locale, and eject in the icons. So it was just like PRs just kept being open with the word eject in them, and it became a kind of mini meme. Moving forwards, Linux asks, are there any plans to add better parsing into the Resonate Protoflux nodes, example JSON, CSV, and XML? Yes, all of those require a feature to be added to Protoflux that allows it to handle arrays and other forms of collections, though. The reason behind that is that JSON, CSV, and XML are basically unbounded. What I mean bounded by that is, like, if I give you one JSON snippet, you can make assumptions about that JSON snippet. Like, that JSON snippet only has three values in it. All of those three values are cheese related, then you could write a piece of code that could access that JSON snippet. But if you want to access unbounded JSON, which is JSON that you can't know about ahead of time, then you need array handling, object handling, things like that. You can't do that without it. Because suddenly that simple JSON snippet, which is just three values that are all about cheese, turns into an array of cheese facts that goes on for like pages and pages and pages. And there needs to be some way to access that that makes sense, that isn't hacky. Abysmal asks, can we expect more example items to show off simple Protoflux and components used to be added to the main Resonate folder? Yes, the content team actually have some examples, of course, in the Cloud Home and the tutorial. All the items there are built using Protoflux. For example, you can take a look at the good friend of mine was playing with the spinny toy. I don't know what it's called. It's the handle with the pull cord that sends the little round spinny thing into the air. You can go ahead, take a look at that, see how that works. The crossbow is also another good thing, as is the teleporter, because like that teleporter is amazing. So do take a look at that one. And then Abysmal's second question, since there was such a focus on the UI and tools rework, can we expect parity of the VR and desktop mode to be a priority so that things like the material tool can be used to equip swap material orbs more easily and faster editing actually works? On the swapping material orbs, try the eject feature. It's good. I know that there's something else that people want, commonly referred to in the modding world as like auto scoop or something. I didn't have time to get that in. I might have time to get that in later. I don't know. Roadmap TBD, etc. ResX says, upon release, will the headless client be able to start up without requiring Steam to be running? Yes. Like I said previously about that, we are flipping switches, connecting cables, pushing buttons as quickly as we can on or around the release date. And bear in mind that like the release date is the 6th, so we're already on or around. That will be removed. It'll be in the changelog, I'm sure. Linux asks, do you think we're going to have a better way to handle folders in the UIs, like a search bar, etc.? We do want to completely overhaul our inventory. It is just old and horrible. It's sometimes difficult to say that about code that someone else has written because it feels like a personal attack on them. But like, no, like Fruks has also said that about the inventory code. It's horrible. So I can say that. We want to just completely overhaul that. When we do that, we want more features that you might see, such as drag dropping files, renaming files, moving them around. Even as far as we've talked about, again, no plans, no ETAs here. Things like different views. You go to your Windows file browser, you can do the grid view, the detail view, the list view, etc. So we want to do more stuff like that. Zegra says, when array support? Welcome to another case of when, which is, it's just a very weird question. Again, no dates available, roadmap TBD. Alex from Alaska asks, Minecraft importer update request. Wait for GitHub to go live, drop it on there, but again, no ETAs. Lexivo says, are there any plans for Resonite to have any education, business, or professional specific features? Yes, we already have a bunch of businesses that are moving across. I could probably tell about a few, but I don't know on an individual layer, so like I'm not gonna make any guesses here about stuff I can or cannot talk about. Yes, businesses are coming across. You can see one of those business features that we actually do have, which is SAML support. SAML is like a business enterprise way of locking in. It's very complicated. Don't expect to use it if you're just a regular user. If you know what SAML is, great. If you want to use SAML, great. But you're probably going to have to contact us because it requires setup on our end. Same with OAuth there, although that might be a little bit better later once I get around to it, if I get around to it. And I have to go turn. I've got a dehumidifier, not a dehumidifier. I've got a water distiller running. Long story, but it's running. I might have to go turn it off. I don't know if it's overflowing. Give me a second. Okay, the water distiller is fine. There's still about, like, half a pint that it can do before it starts overflowing. Moving forwards, you see now we've got a bunch of cheese stuff, so going through them. Now he asks, when are we getting the ability to report bugs, GitHub issue tracker, when? We are working on that. Like I said, Shifty did an amazing amount of work today on that, and we'll get that open as soon as we can. There is an element right now of not opening it because we're really focused on user experience, getting ability for people to just do stuff themselves. For those who are unaware, don't DM Shifty for anything now. support.resonite.com. We want to make sure anything is as self-driven as possible and that new user experience is as smooth as possible. In some cases, to use another building analogy, like people are saying like the electricity doesn't work, and we're like, yeah, we don't have a roof. Let's put the roof on first. So that is one of the reasons that the GitHub issue tracker isn't public yet. We don't need to know about the electricity. The roof isn't on yet. It's raining. Bread with 2Ds asks, any plans on improving the current full body IK system? Yes, roadmap TDVD. Beagle asks, cheese of the week. I don't answer cheese questions. Candy Love asks, will the contacts bug be fixed where contacts who migrated are bugged? Yes. Philosophy 101 asks, how would you describe latency between users? That depends on a number of circumstances. For those who are from Australia, you know exactly what I mean. But if you are reasonably well connected to people, it's not instantaneous. Nothing's instantaneous. There's like metal cables under the ocean that carry the fact that you're moving a cube backwards and forwards. The internet's a crazy place. But it's pretty quick. If there is bad syncing, then you'll see stuff slow down. In some cases, people, you won't see them move stuff. But it's pretty good. I won't say like instant, but pretty quick. As close to instant as you can get as a layman. Like, if you were a technical person, you'd be like, it's not instant, the metal cables. But if you were, like, you know, not thinking about the metal cables, instant. Wazbat says, are you able to say anything more about WebAssembly port? Roadmap TBD, no information to share on that one. I apologize that we're having a bunch of frustrations there. It's just we've been working on this launch for a long time, and pretty much like any conversation that was just like, let's talk about a non-launch feature was, let's not. The statement that I had last week was, if it can wait till tomorrow, it can wait till tomorrow. The statement this week is, it can't really wait till tomorrow anymore. Please don't die. Basement Nerd asks, will I ever find the true meaning of friendship? I'm going to paraphrase a quote from Star Trek The Next Generation where Data summarizes friendship. I'm not going to get it exact, so any Trekkies out there, I apologize, but it's something along the lines of, as my neural pathways become accustomed to your inputs, I begin to miss them when they are not there. And it is a very nice way to describe friendship. What Data is basically saying there is his computer systems, because he's an android, by the way, if you're not a Star Trek, you wouldn't know that. Yeah, Data's a robot, right? He doesn't have emotions, but he managed to approximate the feeling of friendship by just being like, his CPU is used to the inputs from certain people. Like, so for example, his CPU is used to the humor from another character, the wit from another character, the leadership from another character. And when that's gone, his CPU has to do extra work to make up that or do something. And so it misses that input. Moving forwards, I don't know where I am. I'm lost. Okay, yeah, no, basement's question. Moving forwards, Cornelius. This is something that I saw mentioned somewhere. Will Resonite have custom avatar shader support? Custom shader port is more a graphics question, so do sort of keep that in your notepad for Gaines' graphics office hours when that happens. It's not going to be like how everyone wants it to be, which is an odd statement to make when you're trying to respond to user feedback. What people want is what we have on other platforms where you can just write a shader and upload it. We can't have that. It leads to all sorts of problems. It locks things down. It actually makes things more difficult for you. So we have to do it in a different way. There will be more customized handling of how you look and an ability to sort of customize how the shaders look, but it won't be simply, can I download Poyomis and use it? It's not going to be that, unfortunately. Zelina asks, are you going to be able to support technologies like FSR, DLSS, or VRSS? I vaguely understand those words. I don't really understand those words. Save that for Gaines' office hours. Rendering and graphics is a very strange thing. Just as a quick reminder here, when you're playing a 3D game, the computer doesn't really know that you're playing a 3D game. It's just doing maths to draw pixels on a 2D screen. Like, the maths is three-dimensional maths, sure, but it has to, like, collapse everything down to there's a blue pixel over there and it's someone's, like, face or whatever. Lorne has retracted their question because of an ETA and inventory management. Fantastic. Love that. Moving forwards to Bionite, who has a bucket of questions again. When can we expect Resonite to switch from Unity to Source? That is, at the moment, up to the Source team, because they've got a lot of work, right? The Source team are saying, we're not ready for you guys. As we sort of track that, we'll have sort of, like, if you imagine two boats meeting in the ocean, right? Where the destination of the boats is Source is launched for Resonite. Right now, both boats are really far away from each other, but as Source gets more and more ready, that Source boat's going to come closer to Resonite's boat, and then eventually they'll meet in the middle, and they'll have like a, I don't know, a pirate standoff of cannons and stuff. But no, I mean, they'll work together to integrate. Maybe they'll tie their boats together, and then they'll sail forwards into the land of Source. Next question from Bionite, who says, was Protoflux designed with collections in mind? Protoflux was designed for pretty much every programming concept in mind from the ground up. So there is stuff in Protoflux that is really, really cool. It's just not exposed to you guys in a way that you can use within the engine. For anyone that's curious about that, rummage around inside the component inspector. You'll find some test nodes that have the word array in them. If you spawn them, they will crash your world. We are taking a look at those because I don't think we should have components that crash worlds, etc. But you can see that, like, you know, there's stuff there that we're thinking about and taking a look at. Next, Bionite has a when question, so when the roadmap's available, we'll be able to provide more information on when and where in Sweden, of course, that we're working on collections. Question, can you clarify what compilation means in relation to Protoflux? As far as I can tell, no IL code or similar is emitted during runtime. It's not, again, like, I don't know the depths of Protoflux. Like, IL and stuff like that isn't an appropriate approximation because it's like a language that isn't like that. But Protoflux node groups are compiled into a faster, simpler data structure when you add nodes to it. And another when there, so check the roadmap when it's available. Moving forward to, I don't know how to pronounce your name. Pilcha? I know P is sometimes R in Russian, but like, I don't know. You're a cool person. I see you at lots of office hours. I apologize for any pronunciation difficulties. Are any Linux fixes planned to be fixed soonish? We did just the other day, we had a community contribution to fix the free image. It's not a DLL file on Linux, it's SO file or something. that wasn't compiling correctly. So that's an example of a Linux fix that we had. There will be additional Linux fixes coming up. Dusk Kitten says, when can we make groups? And people are reacting very quickly to that. Like I said previously, where we're talking about building the roof, we want as much as possible to be self-service as possible. We're all tired of like running random commands in ResoniteBot. I spent a good sort of 8 hours over the past couple of days just in my cloud home running random Resonite CloudBot commands to help you guys. We want to make sure that is as self-service as possible so that you don't have to talk to us. Like, I love speaking to you guys, but like, I don't want to talk to you if it's like just a quick thing that you can do yourself. Like, do it yourself. Let's have more interesting conversations. Like, was maths invented or discovered? That's a more interesting conversation. I can't answer the next question from philosophy, so we'll move on. Alex712 says, can't answer that one either. Moving forward to Cornelius's question. What will support for Linux look like? Roadmap TBD there. You can expect Linux to stay the same for at least a little bit whilst we sort of fix it up so that it works again, and then maybe we'll advance it for nativeness. Gori asks, what is the current estimation for asset variant calculations finish? So for those who are unaware, when you upload an asset to Resonite, we do a bunch of work on our side to make it more optimal for various circumstances. Those are called asset variations. So a variation might be a smaller resolution, or in some cases a larger resolution, or a different encoding type. Like, for example, normal maps in Resonite are red, and everyone freaks out. It's like, why are normal maps red? It's like, they take up less space. They're more efficient when they're red. I know that, like, you're used to seeing them as blue, but they're red, they're better. So we do all of that in the asset variant system. And that means that every asset that is uploaded needs to go through a process where, a bit like Papers, Please, that video game, you take the asset, you look at it, you're like, oh, what could I do with it? You stamp it, you squidge it, you change it, etc. And that's one of the charts that you can see on our status page that is very high right now. We are working our best to get that declining, and it should settle down. It is a problem where we basically need to throw more computing power at it. We've had a bunch of people direct message us and say, hey, like, could I lend you my servers? We can't do that, unfortunately, due to data privacy. One of my main focuses coming up to launch was our policies. So if there are any policy questions, I can probably answer those as well. Not moderation policies, but things like terms of service, EULA privacy policy. One of the things I kind of... upset's the wrong word, but like, I feel like there was a better opportunity that was not capitalized on either by me or the team. You know, it's no one's real fault, is involving moderation more in those policies. Everyone did have a chance to read them, but they are just very long documents. But one of those is the privacy policy, and it means we cannot put your content on random person's computer. As an example here, if we allowed other people to contribute to the asset variant pool, and you uploaded your avatar and your avatar's textures, and then that avatar's textures would then be sent to a third party's computer where they theoretically could then just save it, right? So it would make a sort of backdoor to that. Now, we don't expect anyone to do that, but our privacy policy just doesn't even allow for that eventuality. So we are keeping an eye on that, and at some point we might just like open up the wallet and go like, just like buy more servers. Pixel asks, actually they have a little message before it, which says, hold on a moment. Sorry, Nami's question. Is there a reason why Resonite's account registration page lists date of birth as American format and not ISO's name with the date and time listed in the default homeworld? We have difficulties there because we have a sort of international team. I want to get to the point where if your nationality is provided, which usually is by your computer, we can render it in a way that makes sense for you. Currently, we don't support that, so it's just however we decided to do it. And is there a decision or an argument to made about like which is better or worse? Yeah, absolutely. But I would rather it just goes like, you're in America, you can have the weird format. You're in the UK or anywhere else in the world, you can have the correct format. I'm going to start an argument by saying that, but it's okay. Don't get me started on Fahrenheit. Moving forwards to Pixel, who says, hello, this is the first time I've attended one of these, and I'm not sure what questions I'm asked. You can ask whatever you want. Do you know, I'm going to say no to some questions. I was curious if there are any chance more things to help new users. Absolutely. We're looking forward to events, workshops, streams, tutorials. My voice is going hoarse. Let me drink water off mic. But we also have the mentor program. We'll be standing up, you know, more public resources that are off platform to talk about the mentor program on the wiki and stuff like that to more explain it. But mentors have a light bulb above their head that is green. It's not like a sort of sim light bulb. It's in their badges and it's green. Just like they've got a light bulb above their head. It's really bright and annoying. That'd be a great meme. But they can help you out of any stuff that you have. We want more experiences and tutorials and stuff like that. And we'll get through building them. We have an entire content team that is just, they made the cloud home. They made the tutorial world. They also made the local home. And I know the local home isn't much, but it's still beautiful. That pattern on the floor and the colors, etc. And of course, they made the logo and branding. That was a fun experience. Dust Kitten says, is there a slash commands or something for the Resonite bot? It would be pages. Like, there are so many commands that you probably don't even know that you need. So, like, it just isn't an idea. The stand-in for that is going to be the wiki. And pretty much, like, everywhere that it exists, we want to take one of those commands and make it UI at some point. For example, cloud variables, it'd be great if there's a piece of UI to do that. Group management would be great if there's a piece of UI to do that, right? In a lot of cases, it should be a form, right? Managing groups should be a form. It should, you know, rename the group should just like you open a you know, well designed by someone that's not me form that has like the group name and you can just like hit rename, etc. Good. Okay. Jackal has retracted their question. Marga Hugh says, are you going to change the 7 website to say 6? Nope. It's always going to say 7. It's a long story. It's just a meme though. Doesn't mean anything. We have a very long question from Damien. There's no problem. I've just remembering back to Square Peg's bit of a question and then the buckets of questions. Is this like a, I don't know, like a yard of question? I will read it and answer it though. The current avatar setup is a great system if you know what you're doing. Is there any plans to have any sort of tutorial world or readily available resources to help reduce friction for those who are just starting Resonite for the first time, being someone who is finally able to set up an avatar on their own? I think this is really important thing to look at in the future. Having folks or mentors around is super useful, but would there be any way to have some sort of system to help people get started quickly with a model? I have many friends ready to try Resonite, but have difficulties having certain knowledge or resources for getting things set up. Even their knowledge in the modeling world, Unity, Blender, etc. Having a model you want to be in for any platform is super useful for first impressions. I agree with everything that you're saying. There's a number of ways that we're going to sort of combat that. Number one, of course, is through platform enhancements, so updates to Resonite to make that process easier. Lots of those that can occur in the avatar creation world. Number two through that is through help. Actually, it should be number three if I'm sort of going sort of like more permanent to, I don't know, whatever. So number two is like more help for that. So we have got the entire mentor program there who are ready to help you, as well as anyone. Like if your world's public and someone joins that you don't know, ask them how to do avatar stuff. They probably know and they'll be able to help you out. And of course, third to that is sort of in-world experiences or tutorials like that. They could be out of the platform as well, YouTube, etc. But they could be all sorts of variations of that. So tutorials like you might see in the tutorial world where it's more sort of like guiding you through the experience. I always call those like portal style tutorials because you don't really realize that you're doing a tutorial. More directed where it's just like, here's a damn arrow. Let me point it at the thing you need to click, etc. But yeah. Hex asks a question that's very actually similar to that one. So yes, we've got plans to sort of make that whole process a little bit simpler. I want to go change the colors right now, actually. they still use some old colors. They're going to be updated to the new color scheme. Margaret talks about a list of commands for the Resonite bot. That's already answered. What are the plans regarding the featured avatar world's banner in the home world? So again, speaking from a sort of policy perspective, we need to come up with a way of sort of making sure that we have an assurance about what, why, when, where, how we feature worlds there. It was a little bit willy-nilly before. If that's a British phrase, if you don't know what that means, it just means wishy-washy is another way of saying it. I really don't know. I'm British. I'm sorry. If you know what willy-nilly means. Way of doing it before. Good worlds did get featured. We did have some issues where we had to unfeature worlds, etc. So we want to like write it down on paper. Well, not paper, but you know what I mean? Write it down. Like, this is the sort of quality that we want, etc. And then we want to open up a way for people to submit things and say, I have made a cool world. I would like it to be submitted. So moving forwards, Dust Kitten asks, are you under NDA? Yeah, I kind of like helped write the NDA I then signed, which is interesting sort of turn of events. It's just like, I've made a document. Now I've got to sign it. Ah. moving forwards to my homie Joe. Hey, Prime. Glad to see you. Have you been? Had COVID for a bit. Recovered from it, but it's the version of COVID that like screws your lungs up for like 6 weeks. So I'm still got like a cough going. It's kind of weird. I've got to go back to the doctor if it doesn't clear up. Like, I'm not sick. I'm not infectious or anything, but my lungs just aren't as clear as I would like them to be. Yeah, we're talking about Prime's lungs now. Sorry. Let's get back on track. Is there a way to make folders? Because I can't find it. We do have a bug right now with the buttons that are in the inventory. If you're not holding anything, push save held. I know it doesn't make any sense. I'm so sorry. Push like save held and it will allow you to make a new folder. Yes, yes, I understand. We'll work on it when we can. Beagle asks, I heard there was a new Nearclip component that mimics what VRC has. What is it? Where can I find it? I have forgotten the name just now. Someone will be able to help you out. I'm sure they've already commented below. It is a component which allows you to sort of override if stuff is visible to you. It's very similar to the VRChat thing where they shrink your head down. I don't know if they shrink your head down or they just de-render it, but I think it's a shrinky head for your camera or something. It should help with things clipping into your view. I don't remember what it's called. I don't know how to use it because I got used to dealing with the solutions that we previously had, so I haven't needed to use it, but I will do a tutorial on it. Yes, actually, Raidronite says, stop changing your names, guys. It's very confusing. Hi, Raid, how you doing? Render Transform Override and Rendering. Yeah, that's the one. Render Transform Override, Basement Nerd says that as well. Look, see, these are all people here that are designed. Design makes it sound like they were built by someone purely to help you with Resonite. You know what I mean? The platform is doing how it is designed. People are helping you out. You just ask a question and people help you out. I apologize if my wording gets awkward. I'm never intending to cause any offense. I'm just bumbling through the questions. But yes, so there's lots of people helping out. Rookie asks a probable Prime camera when I am going to BLFC. You might not like what you see there, though. More surprises there. Nothing dodgy. Just, you know, people might be, oh, I finally get to see what Prime looks like. Nope. I've got like a humongous Amazon order is shipping and my 3D printer is printing. I'll let that be the only hint that people need. Tiki asks, Brotli.core library contains some mysterious x86, x64 native binaries in the source repo, where if possible, if it's the source, so I can compile it for Linux ARM. Could you open an issue on that repository, if that's a repository? Gray, I can't answer that question. Moving forwards to Philosophy's question, will the user experience be more straightforward and polished? I don't know if you tried it already, Philosophy. The new stuff that we have in the local, like the flow, and I'm very used to the flow because I spent like 2 weeks like improving the flow on a technical level. The content team did an amazing, beautiful job with the worlds. They just didn't work on a technical level. So I made those work. It was the transition between that. So you start in the beautiful local home and then you sort of bubble teleport into the tutorial. You go through the tutorial, then you end up in the cloud home. That isn't meant to be the sort of be all and end all of those experiences. There are going to be more in the future, more details to come from the content team. Maybe they'll even do an office hours themselves to talk about that. I know that I would love to hear more about how they made those worlds because they're beautiful. But it should be a lot more straightforward than you're used to. Dust Kitten asks physics when. Remember that when questions are difficult, so roadmap TBD. Wazbat asks, what are the plans regarding website documentation and things, the mentors are honestly great, but some users might be too scared to hop into a public instance. So yeah, the wiki is the first sort of landing page for documentation as it stands. What we want to do is figure out a system where documentation can get in and out of the game as quickly as possible, be really easy to edit, and just have good times. I know I kind of like ran out of words there. There's this film called like 1,000 Words of like, is it, no, not Jim Carrey. Hang on. Eddie Murphy. I don't know why I confuse those two. They're very physical actors. You know, they use their body a lot to act. So that's why I was confusing them. But a tree grows in his garden and he is only allowed to say 1,000 words and then the tree dies. And if the tree dies, he dies. That's what I mean when I run out of words. I'm doing a strange reference to that film that no one's watched. It's a good film. Take a look at it. I feel like, you know, that tree is just going like, hey, you're using up leaves here. Stop mumbling. but yeah, we want to get more documentation in and out of the platform so that you can sort of learn as you go. I understand that a lot of people learn better in different ways. That's why I always say it, and I will continue to say it. Make tutorials. If you learn better another way, just make a tutorial for it. Like, my tutorials are a certain style, and I've heard some people say, I don't want to make tutorials because you make tutorials. I'm like, make them differently. Like, here's an idea for a tutorial. You know the genre of music that's got like core on the end, nightcore, breakcore, that type of music? It's basically just Gen Z music. Make tutorials of that running in the background. Maybe that will work better for some people. I know that there's a couple of projects in the sort of educational world where they're looking at sort of teaching things like mathematics using a child's special interest. So if a child is specially interested in dragons, teach them maths using dragons. Like, rather than 100 apples plus 100 apples, which is what you probably had in your textbooks learning maths, literally have them fill in a form, what's your favorite thing? Dragons. And it'll be great. You could do all sorts of maths. Like, there are 100 red dragons in the east and 200 blue dragons in the east, west, whatever opposite of the direction I first said is, and they fight. Like, who's going to win, right? It engages the child with whatever their special interest is. So please do make tutorials of whatever style, and you might engage with someone on a better level because your style is not my style. Gray Foxen asks, what dog did you... Gray Foxen says dog. Then Aaron says, which dog did you choose? I'm not actually going to, like, announce my dog until I have it. For those who are unaware, I previously submitted an application to adopt a dog, and it was going to be here on the 30th of September. But then they realized they'd cocked up the paperwork, and the dog was already adopted. And I'm just like, I was so angry. So I'm not like, I've chosen that dog, but I'm not like, it's not my dog until I sign the paperwork. I'm not like, I am emotionally invested in that dog because I chose it, but I'm not getting emotionally invested in, like, I will be upset if that dog is not available again, because that's annoying. Like, I'm going to do a mid-range. We're going to keep going until I get to the bottom of these questions, by the way, so just keep them coming. It's launch week, so we're going to have some weird stuff here. I do see a ping. I'm going to jump down to the ping and then jump back up. Avoid pinging me if you don't want me to do this. Okay, yeah, I don't know what that is. Yeah, avoid pinging me because I have to scroll down. Sometimes it's important. Like, I could keep an eye on pings because, like, you know, maybe one of the team members will be like, oh, you weren't supposed to talk about that. And that's absolutely fine. Do that. If you're here, do that. I'm being very careful, though. I'm lost. Okay, I'm back at dog. Shadow X says, will the NDAP will be able to talk about things from development? They have specific advice that they are following. That advice might change as we're able to allow it to change, but they are aware what they cannot talk about. And if they have questions, they are usually asking them. In some cases, like, all the time, and I really appreciate that. It means that they are taking the NDAs very seriously, which I really do appreciate, but it does get tiresome sometimes. It's like, can I talk about blue? Yes, you may talk about blue as a concept, but do keep answering those questions. I really, really do appreciate it. If you're confused, anyone here that's got an NDA, if you're confused or upset, just go right ahead. Ask us. We won't bite. Kudafan says, apologies if I came late, so if we aren't talking about Resonate features, let me know. I heard the full body has been changed to allow hips to float to prevent neck issues in the previous platform. I'd have to double check the internal change log. I don't think we've touched full body. We might have, though. I can't remember everything Fruix does. Sometimes I just, like, wake up and I look at the commit log and it's just like, Fruix had a busy evening. It's so great to hear Prime say I've got an update ready. I won't, like, tell you what they are, but last night I dropped in like 12 changes into Resonate. I don't know if Fruix has reviewed any of them, and he might literally say no to all of them, but, like, there are 12 changes available from me that, if they get review, if they're suitable, you know, time dependent, suitability dependent, they'll be in an upcoming build. I had a busy night. Cody Fan says, any headless ARM support? Once headless gets sort of unblocked by the launch window, I'm sure that'll come up. I think, apologies if I'm wrong, I don't know if they were in there. Syra, I think you did that. Like, if that still works, like, speak to Kodu, please. Thank you. Can't answer that question great. Moving onwards to Kayubi's question. Are there plans to speed up the asset variant commutation? I did answer that just a little bit ago, but this is a long one, so we're just going to keep talking about that. Yes, we are actively discussing right now throwing wallets at the problem, but we want to make sure that we're ready for that. Shadow says, will the wiki be ready at launch? I'm struggling to prioritize it. It's things like, here's an example. We have non-English speaking communities that are struggling to register because all of our registration error messages are just locale keys right now. We didn't actually have locale for them. That's one of the reasons we made the locale repository public a little bit earlier than maybe we intended to, so people can get those locale things in. It's like, you get your password wrong and you don't speak English, it's just like, login.invalid credentials. Like, what does that mean to someone who doesn't speak English? They're like, did I get my password wrong? Did I not get my password wrong? One moment, must I take a little break just to take a look at a few things. Sorry, you know it's launch week, so I need to keep an eye on things. Okay, now I'm lost because every time I tab out of this thread, it'll like scroll me around randomly. Okay, back. Like, Shadow, thank you for having a very distinctive avatar. I was looking for that like almost completely black circle to locate where I was. Excellent. Refi can't answer that one. Moving forwards to Euphoria. Why are Resonite public folder rec links so long? Do more folders get long? Like, Yuffie handed me their public folder and then I inspected it because we were trying to diagnose something. I'm like, that's really long. I don't know if that should be long. So I was going to look into that. But if you're seeing more folders like that, that might just be the new length. Kazu asks, graphics and headless will be downloaded not only Steam. I'm very tired about headless setup in previous platform. Okay, probably we'll investigate it. Our priority right now is Steam. We're able to use Steam to get us moving quickly, but we are still looking into non-Steam platforms, particularly in the sort of education and business space. Like, we go up to a business, it's like, oh yes, your VR platform is amazing. Like, how do we get started? Download a video game installation platform, and the firewall and the security at those establishments are just like, no, you can't do that, right? So we'll try and get that improved when we can, but no dates. Seeing Kazu, we fixed that bug with that one character that was incorrect. I was so pleased to see that. Okay, Margot asks, what's the thing underneath? Sorry, there was a bunch of no questions there, so I was reading them and trying to sort of say, like, is there a question mark? If you're asking a question, make sure you add a question mark. My eyes will, like, 360 no-scope the question mark, and then I'll answer it. What's the thing underneath anyone in session menu for restricting access? I can't select it. Custom join verify. Custom join verifiers are only available for the host. They allow you to create a piece of protoflux to control who gains access to a session. Szechuan sauce? No, a session. Their use is a little bit sort of like up in the air because you can do pretty much anything. Setting them up is a little bit tricky because we wanted to do it in a way that was as secure as possible. I know that someone, I want to say Polaris, but I'm not entirely sure, made a custom session verifier that was random. Might have been Lex. I'm sorry. Someone did it. It was basically just like, if you joined the world, it flipped a coin. And if it landed on heads, you could join. And if it landed on tails, it was just like, nope, you're not allowed in. Of course, that's a weird use case for it. But you could do also, you know, all sorts of use cases for it. It also allows you to assign the role. It's just a one-time thing. I know people went into the security folder of Protoflux and they're like, ooh, assign role. But it's only compatible with the join verify system. You can't do it. To use another British phrase, you can't do it willy-nilly. You have to do it as part of the joint verify. I will have a tutorial on that as soon as I can. I know it has caused a couple of raised eyebrows because people are like, it doesn't seem like this is secure. It is quite secure. Grim Wolf asks, will there option to launch Resonite by itself without the use of Steam? I did just answer that. If you have the EXE and you run it, it might not require Steam to be open once we've launched, of course. Panda asks, what are the plans for the display badges? What are the plans for the display badges value a user's profile has? Because I've seen that it's writable, but it doesn't get used. So we're moving badges around to be more self-service. So that will allow you to, without DMing Shifty, it will allow you to add a 2D badge, a 3D badge to yourself. We have validation checks that run when you add a 3D badge. It goes like, is this a mesh? Yes. Is the mesh really, really dense? No. Okay, then it's allowed through. Whatever other checks that there are there. So we're trying to get, like I said earlier on, we love speaking to you guys, but I can't just sit in my cloud home running Resonite bot commands all day. So we want to make it as self-service as possible. Alex says, can we contact support to get our user ID switched from our migrated user ID to a randomized one? No, that is a single time thing. We cannot change it after you have an account. It's just it just will not work. I understand that is problematic, that's why the big warning is there. I actually wanted to remove that warning to a separate page in the in that dialogue because it's getting confused with the form field that's above it. So I want to make it a separate page and have a little bit more room to explain it there. Margo says, is it known what causes the migrated user ID to be used even when you select to get a randomized one? I filed a bug on that one. I am bothered, much more bothered than other bugs about the fact that it's occurring. So I have filed an internal bug on that one. We will take a look at it. For those that have the wrong user ID, there are some gymnastics that we can do, but I'm waiting to see if we can get that bug resolved so we can figure out a defined way to kind of reason about that problem. Will there be any additions, changes, refinements to the graphics pipeline before switching to the new renderer? There are going to be changes. So you'll notice that we are now running on linear color spacing. That gives us a lot more freedom to make more changes that exist. Gaines keeps talking about a PBS shader sort of collation. Right now, most of the PBS shaders have sort of distinct code bases, and Gaines wants to collate those all together so that there's one solid code base and it has sort of, it shares features a little bit more easily. That's one I'm looking forward to because I get bothered by the inconsistencies between the various PBS variants, but that's not really that exciting. It'll be good, but not like fireworks, woo! It's just going to be oh, that's less frustrating to work with. Thank you. Still really good. I don't want to knock Gaines for taking on that work, but it's not fireworks. Gray Foxen says, will there be a way to give storage space to other users? Yes, and that will be, again, self-service. If you look at the patron tiers, you will see, I'm running out of words. You will see shareable storage in the Patreon tiers. We've got more information on that coming once it's available for you guys to use it. Again, that'll be something that you guys can use without DMing Shifty. Shifty is amazing, but her job isn't actually to just sit and type Resonite bot commands all day. Rukio says, if you've migrated your friends list over, will we be able to unfriend them at some point? Yes, we are looking to that one. That's logged internally as well. Apple Exploit says, how's the user friendliness of... Sorry, pings. Now I'm lost. Where are we? Let me look for Shadow. After Shadow... Scrolly down. Alex Export. How's the user friendliness of this platform compared to the two other platforms? Will this be any easier for a VRC player to get into? The one problem there is still avatars. We have a lot of issues with that one because for a new user to be comfortable on our platform, they need to be in the avatar that they want to be in. And for them to be in the avatar that they want to be in, they immediately get sort of catapulted into technical stuff, right? It's, oh, you want your avatar, give me your texture files, give me your meshes, let's set it up, stuff like that. So in that respect, no, because that still exists. But like I said previously, we want to make sure that that process gets smoother the more we go for it, try and make that smoother. Something I've also tried sort of experimenting, I don't know if we'll have much luck because I don't have data on it or anything, is suggesting to someone that's new to the platform, can we not get your avatar in? I know that that's a comfort issue for some, but can we find them a suitable sort of, I don't want to say it, rental avatar, but can we find them a suitable sort of not rental because, they'll be able to keep it, but you know what I mean? It's like, A courtesy car. That's it. That's the phrase I was looking for. Can we get you a courtesy avatar so that you can experience what the platform has to offer without being catapulted headfirst into inspectors? And then be like, cool, this platform's great. The community is awesome. I love the content. I am prepared to get on that catapult that puts you into inspectors. So that's a technique which I've tried on a few people. I don't know if it's likely to work. Okay, I just got another ping, so now I'm lost again. I'm still not at the bottom. It's great. I love this. I love speaking to you guys. It's always fun. Drafty says, what's going to be the main focus of the team once Resonite is officially out? I predict that there's going to be a few weeks, maybe half a month, maybe a month, where we're just like, which not relaxing, like we're not going to stop, but like we won't be able to work on anything that is a surprise. Like it's going to be stuff that you guys are providing feedback on. It's going to be, this doesn't work, or this needs fixing, or, you know, all these things need tightening. You know, there's going to be a lot of sort of running around with when I say spanner, no one knows what I mean, because again, spanner is a British word. Running around with a wrench and being like, whoops, forgot to tighten that screw. That's going to be at least a week, maybe more, hopefully not a month, but that's going to be at least a little bit. That is also hopefully going to be a little more relaxing for us, because fixing up those smaller things, they're usually simpler. They usually don't require like big planning and stuff like that. It's usually very clear what needs to happen. We just need to fix the bug. But we do want to like a little bit of a break. We also do have the ELFC at the end of the month, where a lot of the team members, a lot now, especially seeing as I just threw money at a monitor until I started going, so that will be a period where there won't be many updates over that. Why did it just like randomly scroll down? It just randomly just like, you know, yoinked and like dragged me down to the bottom of the list. I'm like, how rude. I'm still scrolling up. We got a lot of time. I'm happy. I'm happy to keep going. If anyone has to dip, there will be a recording for this one. It might cost me more money, but there we go. Basically the transcription of office hours questions now cost me money, but it's something like less than a dollar per episode, so it's fine. But maybe this episode will be a dollar. I've still lost. Okay, I found it. Drafty, fantastic. My water distiller just turned off. By the way, for the water distiller, if you're wondering, I now use a CPAP device when sleeping, which stands for continuous positive airway pressure, and it requires distilled water. Not any other type of water, it's like, must have distilled water. And I bought like a couple of bottles, but then I bought a big distilling machine, and it's really complicated, and it's basically just a kettle with a condenser on top of it. Yeah, so it's an evaporator into a condenser, you get distilled water. It's cool, I like science. Anyway, so many quotes here of just like random stuff I'm saying. Refi says, will Resonite be multi-core or single core? It's already multi-core, but there is always more opportunities to multi-core additional things. So certain things aren't multi-core and could be multi-cored. Some things are multi-core and shouldn't be. That is a rumor we had a lot. Like there are definitely stuff. And if you want, like, if you're not as technically minded, you can go into the debug menu there and you'll see like jobs, tasks, threads, all sorts of stuff there. Beagle says, that's something I do with my students, the dropping thing. I don't remember what that is. Specs says they're on a 6-hour flight with nothing better to do. Fantastic. Mari says, my name is pronounced Mari. Thank you. Thank you for that. Will the component browser have a search function? Yes, we want to improve that as well. I'm already getting lost in that one. Some people have been like, the Protoflux node browser is a little weird, and the reason behind that is the Protoflux node browser is actually just a scoped version of the component browser. They now use the same code base, which is bad in one way because it, you know, it made the Protoflux node browser a little bit unwieldy, but it's good in other ways because it means any advancements to the component browser also naturally end up in the Protoflux browser, and in some cases vice versa. So that's really good. Basement clarifies the JavaScript async thing. I'm probably thinking of node async, not JavaScript async, which might be slightly different, but I don't know. I used to write JavaScript like every day for work, and now I don't. Gray says, every time I hear you say protoflux, I'm hearing it as protofox. Cool. Technically, and I never know if this is fixed because I'd have to go speak to a speech therapist again, I'd say TH as in thumb. I say it wrong. Like, I remember growing up, everyone was like, you're saying that wrong. I figured out how to say it, but apparently it's the wrong way of saying it. I don't know. So maybe there's more words I can't say. As you can tell, I frequently ramble and get incoherent, but there we go. Mona says Protoflux on PS2 when it might be possible. There's someone, I didn't realize there was a community that are doing this, but there is a community that are just like absolutely making brand new games using the Mario 64 engine. They're making new levels, new characters, all sorts. And then there's a YouTube channel where someone is just optimizing Mario 64. They have a whole video about it, which is very similar to that one about the speedrunning thing with the parallel dimensions, but it just got very confusing. But it's basically like, I quadrupled the frame rate on this Nintendo 64 game. It's insane. Dogbolt System says, any intent on making a Protoflux combiner or bindings to Protoflux from other languages like Python or Perl? Protoflux already kind of compiles. Like I said, I don't really understand the intense details of that. I think you're probably referring to more sort of, again, mainstream views of compilation, like turning a Protoflux node group into like an .exe or something like that. Probably not so far. As for other languages, we do plan to sort of investigate allowing WebAssembly or something like that. That one's sort of like a cloud. It's like, you know, drifting by on a summer's day. It's like WebAssembly as it sort of flows past. We don't really have any details on how that would work yet. Oh, you mean transpiler? Okay. So Dogbold means a transpiler. Yeah, take Protoflux, compile it into... No, sorry, take Perl or Python and compile it into Protoflux. Some people have done that for other platforms. So there was a React thing for UIX that looked quite cool. I'm not a particular great lover of React, but I don't want to start another fight because I already did one with the date format, so, you know. But scrolling through... Okay, lots of comments on JavaScript async. We'll just skip that one. Will there ever be some sort of code block or function for Protoflux? We do want to do nested nodes at some point, or like function nodes. We just need to sort of figure out how they'd work, etc. Dustkitten says, will WebSockets be able to do binary eventually instead of just strings? That requires collection support and probably a bunch of other stuff as well, because the problem with binary is it can get really data intensive, so there might be performance problems there. Nepu asks, will we get sort of component access in the future? That requires collections as well. And again, that's because it's unbounded. Like, this slot might have one component on it, or it might have 200 components on it. And when you have more than one of a thing, you need collections, because you've got a collection of things. Like, if I have one block of cheese, I've got one. It's really easy to render out. But when I've got two blocks of cheese, I need a plate. And you could call that plate a collection. JUB says, for Resonite, MSC 2024 will be held under the same name or a different one. That's entirely up to the Creator Jam community and the Creator Jam team. They are a separate entity from us, so it's up to them what they want to do. I am very good friends with Medra, so I have an inkling, but I might be wrong. Char says that they have a tiny question. I love this, like, you know, quantity beam. How's the team doing mentally so far? I hope you guys are taking care of yourself. Certainly this week we're going to be a bit frazzled. There was one particular day when my brain just wasn't. That's one of the exit quotes that you'll see from Fruits. My brain just isn't, I think it was the quote. Yeah, but there was one day when my brain just wasn't. I am hoping that after launch I have a much calmer period where I'm looking after the dog. If they decide to grant the adoption instead of giving it to someone else and not telling me for 2 days, that's what happened to the previous dog. And then, of course, BLFC, which strangely won't be as much as a vacation. Like, I know, like, everyone loves conventions and they're great, but, like, it still kind of is working in my view. And the reason behind that is, like, crowds, traveling, public spaces, I don't find those relaxing or vacation-y, but I'm doing it because of other reasons. And it will, of course, be a mental break from typing code. People see me in Resonite or other platforms a lot with my hands up, like my arms up in the sky. And the reason behind that is, like, I spend so much time sort of hunched over a laptop, hunched over a keyboard with my arms horizontal. It's good to have them vertical sometimes. So at least when I'm walking around a convention floor, I won't have them in the keyboard position. Cornelia says, regarding Protoflux, is Protoflux dynamically or statically typed? I don't know how to accurately answer that question because I believe both. We'll have to get Fruits on here to do like a Protoflux office hours. It makes it sound like I'm an idiot and I don't know how to use it. I know how to use it, but if you look at the internals of it, there are the nodes which you can position inside a Resonite world. There's the like engine that runs those nodes, and then there's like an underlying system, an engine that runs the whole Protoflux language. And that one is called Protoflux Core in the code base. I have not read a single line of code in there. I did keep up with the PRs, but it was just like, this is like wizard stuff. Really cool. So next question there is, Protoflux a strictly object-oriented language, optionally object-oriented or procedural? None of those. So it's still graph and node-based. There aren't objects in the sense that you would be using in, say, C-sharp or Java. Protoflux features object-oriented programming features. What kind of OOP features will be implemented? The closest thing that we're going to get there is collections, component access, and maybe function nodes at some point. Those still aren't OOP ones, though. When you mean OOP, like you're probably never going to, you might, never is a long word, but you probably won't have the ability to be like car A equals new car, right? That's the usual way of creating a car object from an object-oriented programming. You probably won't be able to do that. Okay, we're still talking about JavaScript. I'll skip that. Nami asks, can you tell us when the Resomite roadmap will be released? It's like when it's ready. We'll have bug reporting up before the roadmap. Just like it's going to take a while. Sora has put their name there. Consider making your name readable. I will move on though. It's possible to make session hosting for more than 7 to 8 people. We did actually have a stress test a while back. I think someone went all the way up to sort of 20. It was beginning to get laggy, but we can have more than 8 people. There is still drops there, and we're still working on performance enhancements there. There's lots that we can do to make that better. Dogbold says, any plans for integrating the event tree and the file browser? Those two actually also kind of use the same code. So again, they kind of share improvements, but both of those need rewriting. When the inventory code gets overhauled, could it cause any of our inventory to be lost? No. The inventory is, like, you know, like a library. This is, I'm going to show my age here. You know, a library, that place you used to go to get books. Libraries have index cards, and that's where you're trying to find a book. The inventory is a bit like a box of index cards. It just points to the location of an actual object. In Neosys systems, damn it, in Resonite systems, everything is... everything is basically stored as a record, and then we collate that together into an inventory, which is, you know, the more sort of normal way of seeing it. But everything behind that is still just like a big bucket, a big bottomless pit of files. So those won't be touched. It's just sort of how the index cards look. You can think of it as like, do you ever see those like TikToks where someone makes a journal? Like I keep a notebook of like stuff I need to do, but there's TikToks of people who make journals and they get like stickers and ribbons and colored pens out. And they're just like, you know, they do the thing where you draw like a ribbon and they'll write like Tuesday on it in like colorful pen. They're like really good at doing them. I don't have the time to do them or the patience, but like that will be the new inventory. Like the information is still the same. It still says Tuesday, but now it's on a nice ribbon. I don't know if that made sense. I'll just move on. Keep it us. Any plans for people that transferred from one platform to the other getting badges for their time spent? We're not sure. TBD on that one. Peach Clover says, is there a way to currently search or locate public folders? There is not. I might restart the directory. I'll wipe it clean and then have it going again, but I'm not really sure if that's wise. It might take a while. I'll have to see. Foxworth says, if you know about Samuel, my condolences. Yeah. Not only do I know about Samuel, if you remember Soap was not... Soap the moderator, Soap Capital. It was before Ajax, we had Soap. And I know that's really confusing because I just listed two like brands of cleaning products, but like web technologies. Shadow says, can we expect the inventory settings tab to be facet-based? Yes. A good example of this is if you look at the world browser, the world browser's search bar is a facet. The world browser's pagination area is a facet. And so you could customize that. I don't know, maybe you want the search bar to be pink. You could do that and it wouldn't affect the actual sort of grid. So the world browser is, on the left is the filter, you know, the tutorials, games, worlds, etc. That is a facet. The search bar is a facet. The pagination is a facet. So we're 1, 2, 3, 4. And then the middle grid, that's also a facet. You can customize all of those in the world browser. Rampa says, would it be possible to let desktop users use the 3D dash if they want to in the future? That'll have to be a feature request, and we'll have to discuss that there. I I don't know why either way. Like, you know, sometimes you just don't have an opinion on things. I don't have an opinion on that one, so I have to discuss it over there on a feature request. Gray Foxen says, in the future, will you lock the ability to post until primetime actually starts so you don't get backlogged with questions? No. I knew that this was going to happen, so we're just going to keep going. We will cut off. Actually, let's cut off at the top of the hour, because at that point I'll be talking for 2 hours. So hopefully we won't need to go there, but we will cut off at 6 p.m. I mean, 2 hours speaking. My brain hurts a little bit, but we'll keep going. on a rate note, will you limit how many questions someone can ask? It'll calm down after a while. Like, imagine like a month after launch, it's going to calm down. It's just going to be crazy for a bit, and that's absolutely fine. Epic Easton, so Resonite isn't Fruxus's dog. Funny story about that one. Someone suggested I name my new dog after Resonite, and I'm like, no, that's a bad thing to do. But then someone was like, why don't you shorten it to like Reggie? And I'm like, Reggie's a great name for a dog, but it's got to be like a raggedy dog. You know, one of those like shaggy dogs that's got like lots of wiggly hair. Snowy asked, do you think you could rename Radiant UI to something like Resonant UI, Resonance UI? I don't think we're renaming any of those parts. We have renamed some other stuff, but you know. GB, I'm going to skip that question. I don't really know how to answer it, so I'm going to skip it. Alex asks, will controller emulation or thumbstick emulation protofux nodes come? This is handy for alternative input methods made in-game, like hand tracking, joystick emulation, eye tracking, and rotating. I'm not sure they'll be handled in protofux. One of the things we want to do is want to make it easier for people to integrate hardware. And that might help with those areas. Other than that, I don't know. Those seem like they might be problematic. Duff says, will the cheese supply status ever return to the status page? I'm not sure why it was removed. I haven't asked Rafe. I was considering asking Rafe to remove it, just on a sort of stance of professionalism. Some jokes are good, but like a status page which people go to when Resonite crashes, maybe not. Mocha asks, any plans for a fire browser remake? Yes. I talked about that before. Peach Clover says that they used a modulus node. What's that node called in Protoflux? I think it's called mod. One of the problems you'll notice is that the Protoflux node browser currently provides the names in text and not symbols. We are working on that. You'll notice that when you spawn some nodes, they have a different label in the world than they do in the Protoflux node browser. I wanted to sync those up. I just couldn't get the code working in time for those new people coming in. Of note there, the node browser and the Protoflux visuals are not finished. More enhancements will come to those. I'm not ready to talk about what those enhancements are. In some cases, I don't know. But like, if you're like, oh, it's kind of like, you know, it's okay, but it's kind of like, meh, like both of those things are going to get a lot more work. I'm sure of it. Kia says, I have an object which, if anyone looks at it, they crash. What should I do with it? You can post that on the GitHub once it's available. Epic Eastern says, is Flux made away so it can be transpiled from other languages? I already answered that one. No, but I'm sure it would be possible for someone to take a look at it. Modern says, are there plans for a web-based UI for Resonite profiles? Yes, we want to make sure that we have a website presence, particularly for things like resetting passwords, etc. Maybe managing all the things. Yes, we're not there. We still do have some code and some website stuff there, but we need more of it. Duff says, did the team plan on picking up where they left off? No. Prime doesn't like us, confirmed. You're great. I'm just sat here for 2 hours speaking to you. I could be doing many other things. Margo says, was maths invented or discovered? That's a question for another day. Dave Wynn says, what is the status expectation of the offline Neos backup tool for uploading to Resonite? I don't know. You'd have to ask the author. Aaron provided the location of the modulus operator. It's operator's value mod. Skipping some more about the backup tool. Yeah, just go ask the author. Would the team ever consider building out an interface that would have similar interfaces to game engines such as Unity, Unreal, or Godot? Essentially providing a hierarchy, viewport, and inspector all in one window. It's already all in one window. It just happens to be that window that's stuck on your head. I know what you mean. You're talking more about sort of like desktop editing support. Maybe in the future, I encourage you to try and get used to the way that we're doing desktop support. I do think that there might be a possibility in the future for desktop support to maybe sort of pin like a window to a part of the screen. So that maybe you can be like, hey, I've opened an inspector, pin that to the right-hand side of the screen. That might be a sort of use case that might help that sort of area. Mr. Dab says, will there be more computing power before the launch in case of an influx of people? We are scaling things as we need to. Sora, it's possible you guys to adding a chat box system into a quick menu wheel. That's a community-made feature so far. We might have an official one later, but there are some really good community ones. There's even a mute helper somewhere. That's usually what they're called, which does TikTok TTS. Give me a second whilst I cough. Yeah, we might make a standard one soon. Oh, gee, that was a bad cough. Beagle says my forms are a work of art. Thank you for that. They're really not, though. Okay, Viana, you've got to skip your first question. Second question, which is, what is the Resinite nipple policy? Moderation are still making last-minute changes to their guidelines and standing up all their systems. They will be available soon, and Moderation will also be hosting their own office hours where you can ask questions. Draconic says, how long is your NDA in effect for? Long as it needs to be. I should just be like stupid there and be like, 2 miles. Just like answering with the wrong unit. How long is your NDA in effect for? 2 miles. Alex Tupai asks, I'm wondering about one thing. There used to be builds for mobile devices, and until now, when creating a world, it asked if the world is mobile. Yes, we still want to support mobile. It's just going to be a lot of work. The Unity situation is also making that more difficult. It'll be a lot easier to sort of do stuff there when we are free from Unity. It's not that Unity can't make mobile games. It's just there's a lot going on, and we need to sort of switch off that. Hex says, Prime MMF. I'm going to BLFC. My budget is kind of low for events, though. I have money. My budget's low for that. I might have to go home for like the holiday period, and that's a lot of money. That's an international flight. LME No says, is it possible to stream on Kick and have the same tools we have on Twitch? I'm not sure. I haven't looked into Kick's API. If one exists, make a feature request. We'll take a look. Foxbox asks about a mute helper to the core. I just spoke about that. Red Kid has asked, will the wiki be used? Try again. Ooh. Will the wiki be using MediaWiki? Yes, for now. Techie says, any plan to implement any better permissions? Yes. We will be doing a very sort of overhaul of the permission system at some point to make it better. Okay, we're running low on questions now. There's just a lot of chat. UltraWide Gamer asks, is there any plans... How are we going? Yeah, a long time. Are there any plans on creating a gamified world or similar to Learn the Basics of Protoflux? Yeah, I would love to see that. I've often thought of like a classroom where... I don't know how many, because that would depend on the classroom size, but like imagine like a little platform or area or circle for each person in the class that has got like a camera view of the teacher's little platform and a synchronized view of what their Protoflux looks like. So you can see their face and then what their Protoflux looks like it was on a table or something. And then maybe even like a synchronized Protoflux node browser. So when the teacher goes into a particular folder of nodes, the students... browser follows that. And then I also thought about maybe having like a light on the top of each student's podium, I guess we'll call it, which they can like turn on if they need help or something. If someone wants to build that, go for it. Make it look pretty. Aaron says that they still have the blueberry badge stock. I will log a bug about that one. That shouldn't be happening. It might be something to do with the new badge system, but we'll take a look. You're not meant to have it. I don't know if you'll be able to keep it. We might. Sometimes we do jokes like that, but it's never certain. Dust Kitten says, why did you guys choose a light bulb for a mentor? That would be a question for Chroma, who did all of our icons. Rookie asks, what was the answer for their question? Because they're in a meeting. Unfortunately, if I continue going back to previous answers, we'll never get out of this. Like, I'll just be stuck here until the rest of time. So you're going to have to listen to the recording. I apologize. That will be a 1 hour, 2 hour recording. I apologize. I will be cutting out silence, so it might cut down the time a little bit. Where is Prime now? I'm at your question, Grey Fox. Staff launch party. I'm sure some launch events will go on. I don't know if we're going to have anything officially planned. We still need to sort of talk about what's going on there. I know that sort of like, regardless of anything that's planned, the team will be online on launch day, provided nothing's on fire, just hanging out in various worlds. Cyro, yeah, you're the headless arm person. Yeah. Headless arm guy. That sounds great. You should make a new avatar, Cyro. No head, no arm, or like one arm or something. I don't know. Chandalak says, would it be possible to do asset variant computations locally to bypass the waiting time? Some are actually done locally. Yeah, some are done locally. Some aren't. Beagle, is there an official fix with extremely long fold names getting deleted? That's still on my plate. It's still assigned to me. I just haven't had time to look at it. Rampa says that they're working on the check at locale. Great. Thank you so much for doing that. Particularly the concentrate, like if you have limited time and you're doing locale, concentrate on registration, account creation, stuff like that. It'll really help users get through. Like maybe don't do a really obscure part of the UI, but concentrate, you know, account registration, tutorial as well, because we've got locale strings there. However, a little bit of complexity happened this morning with the locale PRs. Multiple people were PRing the same language, and it's just like, I can't collate those because I don't speak the language. So if you're doing a really big work on one of the languages, maybe make an issue in that repo first and be like, you know, raise my hand. I'm doing this. Please speak to me. Let's work together. Otherwise, we get to the point where eventually we're going to have to pick one of those PRs. Like we've got like, I don't remember the exact languages, but it's something like we've got two Esperanto. That's the one. We've got two Esperanto open PRs, and I have to let someone down by closing one of those. And that's hard. I don't want to do that, but we've got it. We can't merge both. Ultra Wired says, the Japanese character actually is still broken in Linux. You can log that on the bug reporter once we get it open. Lex said that they made join verify. We had to join twice. That's great. That's great. I'd love some more meme ones. It'll be great. Like, if your name doesn't contain a 7, you can't join, stuff like that. Margus says, would it reflip the coin when someone attempt to join again? I don't know. It depends depends how it's implemented. Mr. Dab says, will 2FA be implemented for accounts? Should already be there. If you go to the bottom right-hand corner of the new dash facets, there should be the 2FA one. You should be able to do that. That icon, by the way, is called a top hat. It's tophat.png. We redid all the icons, as many as we could, but we didn't change their names in some cases because it was just like, you know, the code says like tophat.png in a few places, so we just left it as tophat.png or whatever it is. Epic Eason says, assign role has so many possibilities. Only having on user join is underselling its possibilities. It's a security thing. If I could write it tomorrow, a node where you put in a call and it changes the role of the user, and then within like 30 seconds of that being in the build, someone's got a button on their avatar, like a really big red button, you know, like nuclear launch button. They go into any world, they just thump it, and they're admin. Like it's not going to happen until we can prevent that from happening. Beagle says, what about the prompt timing out when a join request is denied because the world is full or closed? That should be fixed now. I've also got a fix in that should be, again, suitability review pending, that will also show when it completes. Right now we just delete it when the world completes loading, but the content team added like a green effect to the world loader when the world finishes loading, and I've made that now work. Sorry, I'm going to hiccup off mic, but I just hiccup directly into the mic. Also, for some reason, my cloud or a local home will crash randomly. You're probably not the only one with that issue. Make sure you post some crash logs on the GitHub when they're there. Alex asks, Unity upgrade to 2023 Unity rendering when? I currently got a lot of Unity crashes on Resonate. Probably never. By the time we get to 20, like, even VR chat isn't on 2023. I would hope, like, we'll go there if we need to, of course, but I would hope that source is available before we need to make that jump. Suspiciously B, adding on Harry Potter spells. Adding on to this, has the Resonite team considered a packaged exportable and re-importable avatar file similar to a Unity package? Yes, we have considered. I don't know what we would go for. I would hope that we would go for a standard. Someone post the standards comic from XKCD because like that'll happen. But like there should be a standard that we can do. Take it as the ready to be. Techie says, is there any plan to be able to pay for cloud space or the headless server without Patreon? There's a thread, I think, in the general forum where Gaines is talking about some other possibilities. They are not confirmed, but possibilities for monetization solutions. We are looking into them. Oh, I'm lightheaded from laughing now. Great. Super Llama Face, great username, says, my first time being here for one of these. I love what you guys are doing. The game platform platform already and can't wait to see where it goes. I'm glad to be supporting this project. Will the settings and sessions UI become more user-friendly? Yes, it's due for an overhaul. Will there be item search for things people share? Yes. Is the game staying more VR-focused, or will desktop use be an easier... desktop use be easier to interact with the game soon? Yes. We want to try and make it work for like everything. I know some of the team are even running it on their Steam Decks now, etc. I know that a few people have managed to get things working on Android phones. I hope that you don't put those in your pocket after using them, because like, I'm sure the Android phone is like lava, but yeah, we want to make sure as many sort of platforms as possible. Yes. And then Super Llama Face has two more questions that are odd. Is the maths... We'll talk later about math being discovered or created. Can we add me on ResNet? Yeah. If I say yes, I get like 500 friend requests. So the rule that I have with contact requests, friend requests on ResNet is I have to see you at least more than one time. Like as an example here, there's someone like, you know, I get no-scoped by people that come onto the platform. They join the world and they're just like, team member. 360 no scope on their name badge, add contact. And it's just like, who are you? So if I see you more than once, I'll accept it. If I only see you once, I'm not going to accept it, which basically means find me more. Suspiciously B, I managed to say your name correctly this time. Woohoo. What are the team's ideas on making full body calibration easier to do? Freaks has actually spent a lot more time in full body recently, and he has got a bunch of ideas on how to make that better. So I'm hopeful for that one. Again, no ETAs, etc. on that, but they have been spending a lot more time in full body, so they're more understanding of that. I failed it again. I'm just gonna call you B. Apologize, that word's difficult. B, how are ResNet funds generally used right now? For the most part, just server costs right now. We do have some other costs coming up. I would love to get you guys a pie chart in time. We won't have like the numbers on the pie chart, but like we'll have the percentages maybe. B also asks, are there plans to license the software to businesses, universities, other institutions similar to other platforms? Yes. Like I said, I'm not sure which ones I can and can't talk about, so I won't talk about any of them, but you can see from SAML support that is purely for businesses. As Foxbox said, it is like, I understand why SAML exists. It's a really good system because of the complexities that are involved in cross-organization authentication, which is what SAML is for. But like, God, I wish it was simpler. Ricky, I just answered the full body question, so we'll skip that one. Are you or other team members worried about the Unity runtime fee? I don't know if you've seen that there's an update to the situation there, and it means that I'm not worried at all. Like, we'll keep an eye on it, but like instead of a train like being on a train track and a train hurtling through you, for you, it's more like the train is further away or on a different track. It might still like, you know, switch tracks and like squash us, but it's much further away now that change has been made. Envrix, good to see you. I have missed you. Will we be getting a search function in the inspector? Sorry, I read without reading. Will we be getting a search function in the inspector to find game objects anytime soon? And how has one not gone insane without one? I'm not sure on that one, so I don't know right now. In a similar vein, just like turned into a train. Choo-choo. Will we be able to move multiple objects at once anytime soon? Multi-select was there for years but didn't actually do anything. I think their multi-select option is still there. I think it's bugged and it needs fixing. You can move components now, and I love moving components. Particularly moving a material component means like taking a material out of the asset system and back into the object if you suddenly need to drive on its properties is beautiful. I love it. B says, Mirror's Night merch planned. That would be a Chroma question. Chroma's handling merch. For just a quick caveat there, because I know that we've got a bunch of cons coming up. We are okay if you are making unlicensed merch. If you start selling it, that's not okay. So I know that a few people are like throwing our logo at some sticker people and throwing our logo at some pin people. That's okay, just you can't sell it. Arigabas says, hello, question, will translators get any free storage for making a full translation? I'm not sure, I need to talk to the team about that one. Particularly with the influx right now of translations, we could get to a point where we've accidentally given away more storage than we should be, so I need to keep an eye on that one. It isn't that we don't appreciate your translations, it's just that we need to keep an eye on that so that we don't, you know, eat into our money by accidentally giving away. It's like, ah, oh, we've just got a submission for like a really obscure language. We've got to give everyone that worked on that 25 gigabytes. It would get out of control quickly. There might be other rewards that we can do. I don't want to say it, but badges, maybe. That's not confirmed. That's just an idea. I have to be clear about that when it's an idea that I personally have. You know me and badges. Luma says, that's not really true that a full collection system is needed. If you support two of something, you can make a linked list, which is a type of collection. Like iterating over a linked list would still need collection support. Beverage break, how's your hydration? Every time I mute, or if there's questions, or if I get lost, I'm sipping drinks. I actually need to get food at the end of this, but we're good. We've got 9 more minutes. How come system badges also end up getting moved over? We made a distinction that events which we honored previously should still have their badges. Question, does ResNet use .NET 7 or 6? It's .NET framework something. I don't remember. I'll have to look at that one. I forget. The reason I forget is that our cloud-based services can use a different version from the actual engine. The engine has to use a particular version because then it gets sort of, you know, shoehorned into Unity, and Unity will complain if it's on a too high a version because Unity uses Mono. Is there a plan for people who migrated to have a badge? Don't know. What about badge for users who joined ResNet in 2023? Don't know. Racist protofox scares them. Yeah, it scares me too. I'm figuring it out. Peach Clover says, did I read that protofox includes a written format as well as visual? It does not currently, but we're looking into sort of things like WebAssembly. They might not be called or named protofox. It might be a separate system. But again, that's a cloud passing on a summer's day. Like, it's an idea, but there's no sort of meaty cloud. That's an idea. Let's not do that. Peach Clover has some information about that stress test I mentioned. The session went to 32 before we dropped to 5 frames per second. I'm just going to call you SCP Knight. I know that's probably not correct, but SCPs are cool. What type of resources will be available for new players at launch? So there is the local world, the tutorial, and then the cloud home. And then there will be, there's the mentor center as well. There's mentors, and there might be like other worlds that people are making much faster than we can, but we want more experiences to be made by our content team as well. Wyatt says, why is the legacy inventory still the thing? For legacy reasons, someone needs it, or maybe we just forgot to remove it. Spectalema says, what is the format that will be used for the roadmap? It'll be a GitHub project board. Projects have come a long way since we last used them. There won't be more than one project board for the roadmap. There'll just be one, and we'll have a lot more properties to filter it by. That was a hiccup. Margot asks, are there plans to be able to turn off badges? We want to make it, I'm going to use an analogy here that only works for people who know what I'm talking about. We want to make it a little bit like a profile system where you can turn them on and off. The way I see that is a bit like the Pokemon gym badges, right? Ash hides them in his jacket and shows them when he needs to, or takes one out when he needs to. Pokemon. So we want to make it a bit like that. Like, so for example, you might say, I don't want to be a mentor right now. So you could hide the mentor badge. That might be a good one. Epic Eastern says, where's my t-shirt badge? I don't think that you're allowed to have a t-shirt badge. I don't know why you'd have a t-shirt badge. Did we get a new release? Oh, you're going to get a awesome thing. I read changelogs in my British accent to people sometimes if we're in a session. I will do that right at the end here. Spyro says, how is peer? Sorry, let me put my teeth back in. That's a phrase we use in Britain as well. How is peer-to-peer going to be secure in regards to people being able to pull in and out files? File operations are not peer-to-peer at all. So if you load into Neos right now and you're just hanging out in a world, you're actually running two different worlds at the same time. You're running the world that you're in, which is peer-to-peer and has everyone in it. But if you are importing files or in your dash, ResNet is doing that in another world called user space. Now, user space is not networked. So when you look at your file system on the file browser, that's just you. No one else can see that. When you import a file from your file system, what you do is you say to Resonate, this file, I would like to share it with the world, and then it becomes linked into that peer-to-peer environment. It like transits that layer between local to peer-to-peer. Same with export, but just in the reverse. So no one actually has access to your file system. There is one exception to that, but it's a safe exception, which is the write text to file protoflux node that only works in an unsafe world. Unsafe worlds are very difficult to join because they're only allowed to be on LAN. So if you're at a LAN party and you're in an unsafe world, maybe someone can write a text file to your computer, but it'll be very clear when that's happening. Like, it's like, this is an unsafe world, etc. Plus, like, you'd probably get like natted around during, because like there's no real LANs these days. Like, if it's a house, it works, sure, but if it's like a hotel or a university, like each room is its own VLAN and blah. Zygra says, can we get a general input node that works for all input types like keyboard and several controller types eventually? We do have the keyboard nodes. I guess you're looking for like a larger one that would be very big. Like, do you want like every keyboard key like on the node or something? That'll be very big. Oh, just general directions. Oh, yeah, I see what you mean there. Like, A means strafe left. We could provide that as an input. Yeah, I see what you mean. And that means also if they rebind it. So, for example, I don't know, they're not a WSD user. They're a IJKL user. Trust me, IJKL users exist. They are very strange. It would still be bound correctly if we had keyboard bindings. Glad to hear that the cheese was removed for professionalism. No hard feelings on Rafe. I was going to speak to you about it and be like, maybe not. So good. Thank you for that. B says, why aren't the different file extensions different colors like some other places? We have a color palette now, and so we kind of have to stick to that in some places. We might be introducing colors more as we go, but every time we need a new color, we have to go to Chroma and say, can you give us a color? It makes it sound like a basket. Like, a basket, like, you know, can I have a color? He, like, you know, rummages around in his sort of dragon treasure hoard of colors and goes, here, this blue. I am very bad at colors, so I appreciate it. Like, it looks good, but I'm still very bad at colors, so I'm probably not seeing what everyone else is seeing. Annoying Rain says, possibility of using 2FA, physical 2FA tokens? Yes, we want to investigate that. We want to make that like even more secure. Like the bot commands I mentioned that I run to like help you guys out, some of those commands, we want those to require a 2FA token from the team to use. So that prevents issues where someone forgot to lock their computer and someone runs over and goes like, lol, ban Rafe because, it would require like access of the 2FA to do so. Zane says, anyone participated in MMC that's been gifted additional storage? When can I expect to see the storage on someone's account? We're logging those in a big spreadsheet right now. And then when we have a chance to go back over them, we will. We're waiting for some advancements to how storage works to grant those that makes it easier for us to do it. Right now, that's only something that Fruks can do. Daxia says, something I've never seen or heard anything about is, what is edit mode? Edit mode has a perfect example. I love that the team did this, so thank you for providing a perfect example. Edit mode explicitly says to the world, I want to edit it. There are certain items that are signaled in sort of normal development in edit mode, but you can also use it throughout your system to figure out, is the world in edit mode? So the example which I saw which did it very well is an experience called Abandonware, which is one of the MMC entries. It's a sort of horror game where you have to explore various areas, etc. Those areas are split across the entire world, and the world has like no skybox because it's all like handled. There's some like, you know, dome skyboxes, etc., but like there's no skybox outside those areas. But when you go into edit mode, the actual skybox for the world brightens up, and you can fly around and see the distinct areas of that map and enter them. And I think they even had labels above them that, again, were invisible if you weren't in edit mode, which is like, if you're flying over here, that's the sewers, because it was difficult to find those distinct parts across, spread out across the actual map. Very good. Chundle said, is there any public structure about the team company? There is yellowdogman.com. We do want to update that, put additional people that want to be on there. It is a opt-in thing if you want to be on there. Not everyone wants to sort of have their name there, etc. Peach Clover says that the current default video player supports subtitles and chapters. It does not, but it might soon. It's possible. In about 2 hours, if Aaron's here, I'm Aaron, a good friend of mine, they added sponsor block to the default video player in about 2 hours. It was good. It might have been longer than that, but it looked like it was 2 hours. I was there for 2 hours of it. Let's all post yellowdogband.com. Yay. Okay, scroll past the Yellow Dog Band wall. We're 1801. How many questions do we have? Okay, no more questions, and I'll do the whole list. No more questions. I'm going to do the whole list, and no more questions. We're not that far. We can do it. We can do it. Or will there be a text version of this primetime? I generate VTT files and SRT files from this transcription. You can technically read those. They just got like time codes in them and stuff. B asked, would I be able to donate spare computing power to Resonite asset computations? No, due to data privacy laws. We are an EU company. And so like, if we do one thing wrong, the EU is basically going to fine us like 2% of our yearly revenue or something. So we got to be very careful on that. Margus says, will the daylight savings time issue for 2FA fixed? If that's still occurring, please make a bug report. What is the current focus on for Resonite? The focuses that we kind of have right now are new user experience. That's kind of my focus right now. So you'll see me doing a lot of locale stuff right now. Stability, that's mostly on Fruix's end. He's sort of watching the servers as people come online and preventing, again, sorry to use her as a scapegoat, preventing people from needing to DM Shifty. What we mean by that is any team member. So we're trying to make everything as self-service as it can be. That is also covered by the support system, right? We want it so that it starts leaving people sort of general headspace that to get something done, they need to DM someone, right? It's if you want support, support system. If you have a question that can be crowdsourced, Discord here is perfect place. If you need moderation, you go to the moderation website. If you need a bug tracked, you go to the bug tracker. If you need to change your group or your badges or stuff, you use the self-service commands. It's not that we don't like you. It's that we want to talk to you about better stuff that is more impactful. Like, I'd love to talk to you all day about how Protoflux works, but I'm too busy standing in my cloud home entering Resonite bot commands. Damien asks about the hiccups. They're just random. I've got a few friends that also have random hiccups. It's fun. Does Resonite do anything different when the local home crashes? I'm not sure. You'd have to clarify what that means. 2 mile long question. Excellent. We're keeping up with this meme. Is there somewhere information on the headless? There will be once the wiki's up. In addition to sort of headless access on Patreon, etc. Alex asks, what does importing obj models look like currently? There's this brilliant comedian in the UK called Rowan Atkinson, and he can make any word funny just by the way he says it. He's another very physical actor. He uses his motion and face a lot more than he speaks. He actually has a character called Mr. Bean who doesn't speak, very rarely speaks. And he just says the name Bob in such a funny way. It's like, Bob. It's like, I will giggle every time. But apparently that's British humor. Bob. You can make any word sound funny. Anyway, so obj. That's what reminded me of it. I have a model that always freezes at the same moment. It's unable to continue loading. I don't really care about it anymore. I'm curious what causes such behavior. If there's a model that you're having trouble with, please open a bug report and provide that model. If that model is like private or something, note that in the issue and someone will contact you when they're investigating the issue to sort of have a look at that model. We've had a number of cases of that. For example, a user by the name of Earthmark, if you're in the chat, hello, nice to hear from you. Also CPAP Bros Unite. Their avatar's leg kind of just was like freaking out. And there's now actually a test in our code base that verifies that Earthmark's leg works. I had a mop that I imported, and the mop, like, its geometry was rotated 90 degrees from its colliders. It was very strange, and we fixed that one up as well. My homie Joe says, how does the verify function? I talked about that at length earlier on. I don't know how it works, but there will be a tutorial soon. Aaron says, are you able to join? Are you able to store the join request handle of someone trying to join? I think it needs to happen in the same chain, the same group. Raid asks about the headless stuff. Again, on and around the area, we'll start removing those thingies, those restrictions. The Stick, great username, says, speaking of SAML, any plans to have Steam account linking like VRC has? I would love to see it. I don't know if we have any plans for it right now. I would love to see achievements, and I've got millions of ideas for them, but like, I don't know what the priority on that is. Gun Griffin Do you have eyes yet, Gun Griffin? I can never remember. Like, Gun made their own avatar. It was great, but it didn't have eyes for a while. And it was very creepy. Is there an option to make a collider still register when no? Okay, so this question comes up a lot, and the answer is always no, but it's a foundational no. No clip is named because it doesn't clip. So if you want no clip to clip, no. No clip will never clip because it's called no clip. Only plans to add an age verification process down the line to make managing limiting access to worlds. We want to kind of like fix that problem, but we want to do it in a way that is okay and that everyone is happy, well, happy as possible with, and something that I, you know, honors things like privacy, identities, all sorts of stuff like that. So it's an area that like I would love to see a fix for, but I'm not really seeing a way to do it completely. We've started down that line with the date of birth. That one is just because we wanted to store that and maybe use it, but it was also a data terms of servicey thing requirement. So it's not got any plans to be used in that way yet, but we're thinking about it, but we want to do it right. Enverick says, aren't we still stuck on .NET 4? I don't know what version. I could look it up, but I will just forget instantly. Does anyone else have like data like that? Like you read something and you just forget it. Like, so I look at like, yeah, this is the version that Fruits Engine runs, and then I just forget it. I'll tell you another example of that. The whole like overall synopsis of Final Fantasy X, I just can't keep in my head. I'm like, wait a minute, who's Tidus? Why does he exist again? Oh, like what? Like what happened? Like what was the start? I just can't keep it in my head. It won't stay in my head. And the even worse is Final Fantasy X-2, that like sequel. That just will not stay in my head. Same thing with Final Fantasy 13, because they just add Lissi to everything. It's like, oh yeah, it's a pulse and a flux, Falsi, Lissi, Rissi. And you're just like, what does this even mean? Oh, here we go. So 66 says it's 462. I will forget that instantly. Thank you for telling me though. What's the policy of age-restricted content creation like videos streaming? There will be full moderation guidelines available soon and a moderation office hours if you asked more questions about that. I know the answer, but I don't want to say the answer because moderation have to have the opportunity to put out their guidelines once they're ready and then have that moderation office hours and introduce them then. There are no more questions, as I said. There's just spam, so thanks for that. But as I promised, there is a treat. Okay, cool. We got two to read through. I'm going to do this because people like it. I'm not looking at chat anymore. I'm going to read this, then we'll stop the recording. So Fruits released at 5:27, 2023, 10:421. Here's a chunk of the new commands for setting and managing 2D and 3D badges for Patreon, which I was just talking about. This is great. More to come soon. A few other fixes, tweaks, and locale updates as well. Added set 2D badge URL command that allows any user to set and update their custom 2D badge. You got that right. You don't need to talk to us anymore. The URL needs to be a ResDB or just the pure hash of the asset. Added set 3D badge record URL command that allows any user to set or update their custom 3D badge if they have the 3D badge entitlement. In order to use it, upload your 3D badge to your inventory and use and click get URL to get its record URL. The item will have basic validation applied to it, and if it fails, it provides a reason why it failed. The item should only have one mesh render, one static mesh, up to 128 triangles or 256 vertices, and maximum of one texture. This will auto be limited to 128 pixels. Any components not on the whitelist will be cleared out. Only allowed components are static texture 2D, static mesh, static shader, mesh renderer, spinner, wiggler, panel 1D to panel 4D, and materials. Added clear 2D badge command that lets anyone clear their custom badge. Added clear 3D badge command that lets anyone clear their custom 3D badge. Add create group name command for creating groups. This can be used by any user has the benefit to create a group. Tweaks limited to 2D badges to 128 pixels on load by default. Only show custom 2D badges when the user has currently active 2D badge benefit. Oh, so it hides them. That's really cool. We're making sure that we get your money, basically. It's like, if you don't have that entitlement anymore, it's hidden. Only show 3D badge when the user has the entitlement. I love it. Clean up 3D badges that do not have valid bounds. That should fix a bug that Big Red Wolfie knows about. Remove temporary steering DRM. Okay, that's gone. It's gone. You must not share build with other users, but you should have less issues with headless stuff. Merge finished locale updates by Tony, Japanese locale updates by Kazo, Jojo, and Renium. Merge Polish updates by Alex2Pi. Saw you asking questions. See? Instant action. Merge Chinese locale updates by Huang. Russian locale updates by Shadow Panther, Confused Yin, and Stanislavski. Merge Korean local updates by Mer Pesek. Merged free image library fix for Linux by IM Greaser. Fixed asset entry types, reinterpreting this, the existing entries and the database as a different type. An extra build, this is to fix issues that are affecting specific users, plus a cloud update. So unless you're affected by the issues or bug fixes, you do not need to update immediately. This build is compatible with previous. This is 2023.10.4.5.1. Adding, changing emails will now ignore open Angular brace and close Angular brace, which are not supposed to be part of the email address, implemented by me. There is someone who might be in the audience that was subject to that. No hard feelings. We now disallow them. Their Patreon wasn't working because their email had those around it, but we got them fixed up. Bug fixes. Fix inventory items with null name, causing the inventory to be blank, based on a report from Chroma Slip and Techie. Fix unshare button status not being updated properly in the inventory. That might help with some of your confusion in the inventory buttons as well. There you go. Those are the updates. If there was a skipped question, I'm sorry. There were like hundreds of questions. We'll be live again tomorrow. I think tomorrow is the early one with more questions. I'll make a thread and you can start putting them in. Transcription for this will be up later today. I'm going to take a break, grab some food, etc. So it's going to take a while before I can process the transcription. But I will see you guys next time. Have fun.